swig of water. All right, we got a lot of people out sick today. My song leader's not here. My piano player's not here. Only about two of my congregation's here. But we got enough to have church. Amen.
Amen.
And these are extreme times. I understand that. And the things that are going on right now, mentioned in the Bible, you can read about them there in Matthew chapter 24. Talks about pestilences and famines and all kind of problems and troubles. And we're looking at that song, Troublesome Times Are Here. Not that I could sing it, but we are going to try to lead a song here. We're going to try to lead number 159 in the Blue Book. Name of the song is called The Sweetest Name. And as far as I'm concerned, there's no sweeter name than the name Jesus. Amen.
That's right.
My, oh my. What a journey He made just so we could make the journey. And now I call heaven home, thanks to Him. But that sweet name that's above every name. We'll do our best here to sing this today. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in mine ear. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of His precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. Jesus, the name I love so well. The name I love to hear. No saint on earth its worth can tell. No heart conceive how dear. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. Amen. This name shall shed its fragrance still along this thorny road. Shall sweetly smooth the rugged hill that leads me up to God. And oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me.
Good morning, Sarah.
Well, I don't think we're ready to take the road yet. There won't be no calls or we'll have to make no schedules, but at least we made it through that one song. Amen.
Amen.
I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. I know a lot of problems going on right now, sickness and other things. Brother Donnie, bless his heart, he trying to help a lady didn't have nothing, and I gave her a little money. He said, "Here, honey, have you a Thanksgiving?" He said, "Can you get to the store?" She said, "Yeah, I can get a ride to the store." But you know, whether we had anything for Thanksgiving or not, whether we were sick through Thanksgiving or not, I'm just telling you, we got a lot to be thankful for.
Amen.
Just to be a citizen of this great country.
Yeah.
Just to be a citizen of that other country. Amen. You talking about being thankful. I'm glad, praise God, I'm a citizen of that other country. Amen.
Amen.
But we're thankful for Thanksgiving. We didn't actually preach a Thanksgiving message. Last Sunday we preached on how to have success. And we probably may preach tonight. I don't know. I don't have anything real strong in my heart tonight. But I am inclined to preach tonight on works are included, another section in that message on works and salvation. It's kind of muddy water, thin line there between salvation and works. They accent, or they enhance one another, I guess. I don't know, try to find a word fit right there. But you can't see salvation without works, and you can't be saved with works. So I'm just trying to say, they do go hand in hand. You won't hardly see one without the other. Amen. But we don't have no special singing today, I don't think. Let me see it. I might try to sing something and see what I got in here. Man, oh man. Yeah, I'll try to sing, yes.
Good morning, Tracy.
That's our special singing today. Up Calvary's mountain, one dreadful morn, walked Christ my Savior, weary and worn, praying for sinners, death on the cross, that He might save them from endless loss. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, since now I see Him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding for sinners, pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me.
Amen.
Father, forgive them. Thus did He pray. Even while life blood flow fast away, praying for sinners while in such woe, no one but Jesus ever loved so. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, since now I see Him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding for sinners, pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me. Oh, how I love Him, Savior and friend. How can my praises ever find end? Though through years numbered on heaven's shore, my tongue shall praise Him forevermore. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, since now I see Him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding for sinners, pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me. Oh, I love the Lord. I'm glad He loved me. I'm glad He gave Himself for me.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, He may have had some regrets, but I haven't. I'm so thankful for that grace that He imparted my way. Amen.
Amen.
All right, I can't think of any announcements other than the fact we've about made it through another year. This one's coming fast to an end. And only thing, I guess, this next year is probably going to hold a lot of differences. Politically, a lot of people are going to lose their jobs January. A lot of people are going to get their jobs January. I do hope there's a change for the good, not the worse. I do hope some of this nonsense that's being promoted will come to an end. Very much encouraged by at least a thread of hope that our children might have a chance to get an education instead of indoctrination in our schools.
Right.
I wish they just teach them how to read, write, do arithmetic, maybe a little bit of history. If it's true history, I don't like that 1619 bunch of junk. But you know, our history, they've been taking statues down and changing the names of streets and changing the name of schools, trying to suit a few minority. And I was always under understanding that the majority rule, but I think this country's been turned upside down.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think they need to return to God. They may not. They need to. That's my opinion. And you don't have to like it or take it or nothing. That's just my opinion. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Like I said, we got a lot of people sick. We'll be praying for them here in a second. Take our text out of 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Read a little bit more than I normally read this morning. We got a little bit more time than we normally got. But Paul here, writing to a young preacher, trying to admonish him, giving him a lot of good advice. We're going to read the first 17 chapters here, 1 Timothy chapter 1. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God. Boy, that pretty much affirms it right there.
Mm-hmm.
By the commandment of God, our Savior, and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son, in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Let me stop just a minute there. When it comes to doctrine, if it don't line up with this right here, it's dunghill.
Right.
I'm just telling you, it's sound doctrine. And he says here, charge some that they teach no other doctrine. We got a lot of hearsay, a lot of heresy, and he says, goes on here, neither give heed to fake news, to fables, and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do. I'll just tell you right now, the truth will help this country, and that's the only thing that will help it.
Yeah, that's right.
They asked young people, Brother Ed, what truth was. They said they didn't know.
Mm-mm.
That's sad. They don't know what truth is.
They don't know what it was.
John 17:17, Jesus said, thy word is truth.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth. John 14:6. A lot of truth down here. Pilate said, what's truth? They got the kind of mind of Pilate, looking truth right in the face, can't see it.
Right.
But anyway, he said, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies. That's questions. Which minister questions. You know, some of this stuff in the Bible, I admit, it's not crystal clear. It takes a lot of Bible study.
Yeah.
I failed myself when I first got saved. And I thought I might know somewhat of something to know, but the more Bible I read, I found myself raising the white flag up. God was right and I was wrong. And the Bible does say, let God be true. And these endless genealogies, they're like little whims, things that you got to read a lot of Bible to get the truth from it, not take a verse out of context, make a church doctrine from it. He said, which minister questions rather than God to edify him, which is in faith, so do. He said, now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience. and of faith unfeigned, from which some, having swerved, having turned aside unto vain jangling. In other words, they're kind of like Ananias and Sapphira. They just wanted to throw a little effort out there. They wasn't honest. They wasn't really trying to show the Christian love like Barnabas. I can't remember which one it was there in Acts chapter 5. So laying his head, brought it to the apostle, laid down at their feet. And they thought they'd do a little bit like it. Mm-hmm. And they ended up both being dead when it's all said and done. Amen. Yeah, it was Barnabas. Barnabas laid the money down at the feet of the apostles. And they got a lot of attention. You know how flesh is. Flesh wants to be seen and wants to be pampered. And that's one reason people put so many tattoos and piercings and everything else on them. Hey, look. Just be what God made you. Enjoy what God's given you. You'll be much better off. You're not going to be happy. You're going to realize one day, you're going to say, boy, I wish I could go back to what I used to be. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he said, they turned aside under vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor where they affirm. But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll tell you what we need today. We need law.
Yes, we do.
They want peace. They said no justice, no peace. I'll tell you what you do. You take law enforcement officers out there and have them enforce the law. You'll have peace within 1 hour. 1 hour. I promise you. They might be loaded up, go ahead and in another country. But in 1 hour, you can have peace if you do it by the law. When people break the law, there's not going to be any peace. Mm-mm. That's what the law is for. When I broke the law, I saw the blues in the rearview mirror. And I have to admit, I about lost my driver's license. But you got to obey the law to have peace. Mm-mm. Knowing this, he said in verse 9, that the law is not made for a righteous man. Hey, I drive the speed limit. Donnie says I drive 5 over sometimes. I had a policeman tell me, he said, 5 over you fine, 10 over you mind. And that was pretty good. I said, thank you.
Talk you going up out that boat then.
Well, I was following. Ed is right. I was following someone that I didn't know the way up there, and I'm trying to keep them getting lost. Now, if I had GPS like I got now, I could have said, Ed, we're fine. This thing will take us right there. I didn't know the way up there. He is right. I plead guilty there.
Okay.
Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man. A righteous man don't need the law. He's going to do that which is right. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have to force him with laws and fines and penalties and imprisonment. The righteous man's going to do right the best of his ability. I remember one time a policeman pulled me over going home from work. And my tail light, my light that's on my license plate was out and I didn't know it. He pulled me over and he said, you know why I pulled you over? And I said, no, sir, I'm driving the speed limit. And I said, no, sir, I don't. He said, your light to your license plate is out. And here's your warning. Just get it done. You'll be fine. No penalty, no nothing. I said, thank you, sir. I did not even know I fixed that day. And I passed by him the next night. And he said it was fixed. But the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless. Some people just will not obey the law. Mm-hmm. They'll say, I don't care what that says. I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and they just have to deal with it. Now, I'm going to tell you, I heard this as kind of a joke. Well, we're going to be here a while. Never had so much liberty in the pulpit, didn't it? Didn't feel that good coming over at this moment. I'm feeling pretty good right now. But a policeman saw a guy run a stop sign and he pulled him over and he said, buddy, you run that stop sign back. He said, no, I didn't. He said, I just slowed down, looked both ways and went on. He jerked that man out of that car and started frailing him with that black stick, a nightstick. And he said, you want me to slow down or you want me to stop? And he got that man's attention on what it meant to stop. And he said, that's a stop sign. It's not a slow down sign. But anyway, the law is made for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murders of fathers. You know why they murder fathers? Because they're breaking the law. And they need to be charged according to the law.
Right.
I don't know if y'all noticed this or not. They don't even tell you the details of nothing till they've looked at all the options they have.
Yeah, that's right.
To see how they can game the system.
Yeah, how they
get. I think the video cams are to be sufficient. Just play it, let it speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's for murders of fathers, murders of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind. Let me translate that for you.
Mm-hmm.
For homosexuals,
mm-hmm.
for men stealers, child abductors, women out jogging aren't safe no more.
Mm-mm.
They get abducted, they get molested, they get killed, buried, shallow graves.
Mm-hmm.
We need laws for that. Let me say this again. We need laws for that. And the law's no good if the law's not enforced. Now just take that chewing in a while and we'll get back to it. For liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that's contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust, and I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful,
yes,
putting me into the ministry.
Good.
Paul said I didn't have a thing to do with this.
Right.
The Lord chose me, the Lord empowered me,
yeah,
and the Lord put me where he wanted me. Verse 13, this is about like old Brother Eddie here, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief.
Yeah.
He said, this is our text verse right here, and the grace, thank you Lord, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Paul said this is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. He said, howbeit, for this cause, he said, I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long-suffering. I want you to know Paul was an exception to salvation. He was a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. In other words, if God could save Paul, the chiefest of sinners, he can save all common sinners like you and me. Amen.
That's right.
He said, I was the chiefest of sinners there. Verse 15. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We're preaching today on thank God for grace. And I do thank God for grace. Lord, we thank you, Lord, just reading,
yeah,
Lord, the Word of God today.
Yeah.
Oh, the Holy Spirit, Lord, just ministering, Lord, as we read. Lord, just quickening us, Lord. We thank you for that. Lord, I don't want to have a dead church. I don't want to have a dry church. I like to have one fruitful, one faithful,
yeah,
one following the steps of the Master. Help us, Lord, here today. There are only three of us here, Lord, but that's enough. We know you said wherever two or three are gathered together in your name,
yes, Lord,
you said, Lord, I'm in the midst.
Amen.
And Lord, we need you in the midst.
Amen.
We got many that are listening today. We understand the precautions that people are taking. We have no problem with that. I don't hold it against them. I think it's a wise choice to try to abstain from getting sick at all costs. And Lord, we want to pray for those that are sick. Lord, many, Lord, today, Lord, I don't know that I can name them all, but Lord, I know you can. I want to try. I want to pray for Sister Joanne. They said she's suffering from pneumonia. Pray for her. She failed. Pray, Lord, she's recovering from that fall. I pray for Joe, Rita's husband. Pray for Rita and for Eric. Lord, I know Joe's sick. No doubt, Lord, it'll have a domino effect, be like a ripple. But I pray for Joe, Rita, and for Eric. I pray, Lord, Father, for James, for Patty. I pray, dear Lord, for Sister Sharon. Lord, they said she might have COVID. And we pray for her, Lord, that, Lord, you'd see to it, Lord, that she's able to get well, be in church, Lord, soon. We pray for her. I pray for Sister Brenda Goff. Lord, Brother Ed said, Lord, she's not feeling well. We pray for Sister Brenda. I pray for Sister Vonnie. Lord, she sent so many cards out, Lord, to encourage so many, Lord. And we want to encourage her, Lord, by way of humble prayer. Ask you to visit Sister Bonnie today and, Lord, minister, Lord, healing to her. I pray for Kevin, Lord, and for Billy. I pray for Denise, Lord, Billy's Sister Bonnie's son. And we pray for Kevin and Denise. I pray for Mark and Kay. Lord, pray for Mark, Kay, Patty, and Bonnie's mom. Pray for her. Lord, we pray, Lord, for so many others, Lord. God, I'm trying to name them, Lord. I pray for Little Serenity, Father. One thing I like to say about Little Serenity, she loves church. I always want to come to church. Lord, we pray for Little Serenity. Lord, she's not feeling well. Pray, Lord, Father, for Carol, for Larry. Pray for Leroy. And Lord, Ashley, Lord, got two little boys. And Lord, I say this about them. They love church. They're always asking their mother, take them to church. We pray for little Carter. Pray for little Caden, I believe is his name. Lord, they love church. They're both under the weather. We pray for them. I pray for Brother Patrick's dad, Ronnie Lindsay. Lord, he's on the mend. We pray for him. I pray for Patrick and Sarah. Pray, Lord, Father, for their children, little Lucy. Yeah. Lord, little Chase. Micah, Lord, and more than I can number her name, Lord. Just so many, Lord, we lift up to you, Lord. Pray for Brother Mitchell, Lord. I know he's not feeling well. Pray for him. Pray for Bessie. Lord, I pray for Brother Donnie's daughter, Chelsea, Lord. She's trying to find residence. And Lord, I know that, Lord, you know where the perfect place is.
Yes, Father.
I know that, Lord, your word says you're a very present help in trouble. And she's needing somewhere, Lord, to live. We pray for Chelsea. Pray, God, you'll work that out. Lord, Brother Donnie, Lord, going to have to work this week, and he don't feel good neither. He's here today. We pray for him. Pray for him, Brother Ed. Lord, that may be Sister Carolyn, Brother Jerry. She said they was a little under the weather. We pray for them. Lord, I pray for Tammy. Pray for her. Pray for Danny. Pray for Thomas. Pray for Adeline. Pray for Landon. And many, many, many others, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We know that are out there wanting somebody to lift them up to God in prayer. Mm-hmm. We don't know their names, so we just put them in this last unspoken request for all of those in need, Lord.
Yes.
Those, Lord, that are still sorrowing after loved ones that have graduated this life. Lord, you're the God of all comfort. And I pray you'll go to them and comfort them and carry them through this terrible valley. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. We're preaching today on thank God for grace. And boy, I do thank God for grace. I caught myself yesterday as I was fixing my wife a plate of dressing and some. She wanted ham. I eat dressing turkey myself, but she wanted ham. So I fixed her some ham and dressing. As I was fixing that for her, getting it all ready, I was just thinking how the Lord been taking care of me. I've been taking care of her. He been taking care of me.
Yeah, that's right.
I just stopped there for a minute, Brother Ed, and I said, thank God for grace. And then what I said finally registered in what I was saying. And boy, I'm telling you, it was The grace of God got this old sinner saved 34 years ago, amen.
Hey.
And by the grace of God, I became a citizen of heaven.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, it's been grace ever since I got saved.
Yeah.
And thank God for grace, and glory to God for Him having grace on us. When I think about what I deserve, and I think about what I get, all the things I don't deserve, you can't spell it no other way but grace, amen.
That's it.
Now, we just got 2 points here, but it may take a minute. We can find grace to help in time of need, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 says. And you know, when you first get saved, you just can't do no wrong. I mean, there's just grace hanging everywhere. You know, it's kind of like a little child's born, and they knock something over and break it, and they're not even yelled at or nothing. They said, oh, he didn't mean to. Well, that's kind of way when you first get saved. Everybody looks over all the mistakes you do, all the things you say wrong, all the things you do wrong. They say, he just got saved. And you know, that grace is just so abundant there for you. Oh, I remember, boy, when I first got saved, oh my, did I ever need grace, amen. But my wife had to have surgery, and at that time we had 3 small children. And a lady from the church called me, Brother Ed, and she said, Brother Eddie, I've got a kettle of soup beans here and a cake of cornbread. Do you want it?
Oh my.
Now, I don't know if y'all can even believe what I'm going to say right here or not, but I was literally speechless. Yeah, Brother Eddie was speechless.
Mm-hmm.
And she's on the phone, and she's saying, hello, hello, are you there? I was having one of them caught up in the third heaven experiences on my end, Brother Ed. And when I landed back down on earth, I said, I'm on my way. Where do you live at?
Yeah.
And that was Marla Spielman. And you know, I just never had that to happen to me before. She called me thinking about me and said, I've got a big kettle of soup beans here and a big cake of cornbread. Mm. You want it? Absolutely, amen. But God gives us grace when we get saved. And the Bible said if we need more grace, that He gives us more grace in James chapter 4, verse number 6.
Yeah.
And buddy, I need it. I'll just tell you right now.
Right.
I might have been saved, but I'm still in the rough.
Uh-huh.
I'm just telling you, it took me a little while. I didn't go the straight route.
Mm.
I know the Bible says make straight paths for your feet, but I didn't actually know the path like I do now. The Bible said the path of the just, there's a shining light, shineth more and more until the perfect day. Well, I wasn't there yet. I was just a new babe in Christ. I had more zeal than I had anything else. And I think I made every single mistake you can make. And I never seen so much grace come out of the woodwork. It's all right, Brother Eddie. We got this. Don't worry. Hey, I'm telling you, grace. Thank God for grace. I was in a good place to grow up in. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
It took a while. It took a while for old Brother Eddie to be clothed in humility.
Mm-hmm.
I've been schooled by the greatest teacher of grace, which is my Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
And I don't run after people no more. Want to jerk them around, knock their head off. I might run after them in prayer.
Yeah.
I might run after them in supplication. Lord, help them. They don't know.
Yeah.
And you know, people used to, what would you call it, speak their mind, fire off, whatever.
Yeah.
Not fall right back. But when you get enough grace about you, you just endure it.
Yeah.
You just let it go.
That's right.
You just look over it. I was one of them, if you fired off at me, we was eyeball to eyeball pretty quick.
Yeah.
And I just the way I was. And I should have never been that way, but that's the way my dad was. And I guess I was too close to the fire. But you know, that grace, that great teacher of grace taught me to like him to say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. That's what I needed.
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of people didn't have grace. That's what I'm trying to say. But a lot of other people did have grace. And they helped me a lot to grow. And the Lord taught me all the things I needed to know. It wasn't too long, Brother Ed, make matters worse, somebody stole my trailer right there in my backyard. I went out there and looked, and I thought, where's my trailer at? And then it come apparent to me somebody needed it worse than I did. And with the grace of God in my heart, Brother Ed, I said, Lord, don't hold it against them. They might have needed it more than I did. I forgive them. I want you to forgive them. I'll get me another. Yeah. How many trailers I got, Donnie? 30?
Yeah.
I got an acre of ground back there full of trailers today. It ain't like I'm without a trailer. Right. Just bought one this week. But you know, everybody doesn't have the grace of God. I'm down here now with the grace of God abounding in me, and I'm looking for somewhere to pour out. I'm looking for somewhere to give someone of the grace of God that's been given to me to show them what a difference that Jesus makes. I want them to see that old man, he's been buried a long time. That new man, how he's walking in grace today.
Right.
Oh, wouldn't it be great if the world could take note?
Oh my goodness.
Of the grace of God.
Yeah.
Abiding in us.
Wow.
What opportunities we have today to set an example. I don't know if there is a standard anymore or not.
No.
But I wish we did have some statesmen. I wish we did have some standards. But that grace. Oh, thank God for His grace. Thank God that He gives grace. Thank God we can obtain grace. Amen. But here's my second point. We can frustrate the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
Paul said in Galatians chapter 2 verse 21, he said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. Now, let me make this as clear as I can. Paul accepted the will of God and the grace of God. His life didn't make no sense. His family disowned him. His friend was trying to kill him. They wanted nothing but him to be done away with. He accepted the grace of God. He said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. And today, we can frustrate the grace of God.
Yeah.
I accepted that Jesus Christ paid my sin debt at Calvary, Golgotha, the place of the skull, 2,022 years ago, give or take a year. I don't know how etched in truth the time range is. I just know on that day, He said, Eddie, it's finished.
Yeah.
Right here.
That's right.
If you'll accept my grace.
Yeah.
And I did, Brother Ed.
Yeah,
he said, you won't need nothing else.
That's right.
You know what, Brother Ed, when you don't accept the grace of God, you can't enjoy the few days that God gives you to live.
No, that's right.
You're like our Sunday school lesson this morning. You're afraid. You're in terror.
Yeah.
You can't enjoy what few days we have. But if you can do like Paul and accept the grace of God, oh, you can enjoy the days. You can start smelling the sweet fragrance of the flowers, and even though they ain't real, it's still a flower. You can start hearing the sweet songs that the birds sing. You can start seeing the stars in the sky, so great for multitude. I was telling Brother Donnie this week that Theodore Roosevelt, he would take his guests sometimes out into the garden there by the White House, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
They'd get some chairs out and they'd all sit in them chairs.
Mm-hmm.
He said, now boys, look up at them stars up there. They sit there and look at them stars quite a while. Then Teddy Roosevelt said, I think we're small enough now to go sleep the night away.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's belittling to look up there at the handiwork of God.
Yeah,
oh, that He set up there. The heavens declare the glory of God. You can accept it and enjoy your life full of grace, or you can deny it. And you'll find out you won't enjoy anything you got. You'll be bitter. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, he said, by the grace of God, he said, I am what I am. He accepted the grace of God. Jesus had told Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, he said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. If you can accept the grace of God, if you can realize He's done it all for you,
yes,
there's
right.
nothing left to do but accept
that's
the
right.
grace of God
right.
and enjoy the things of God. If not, buddy, I'm going to tell you, you're going to need that, what do you call it, relaxing, a pill, you know, you take where you can sleep. Hey, I already sleep already like a baby. The Bible says He giveth His beloved sleep. I don't need my pillow. I don't need that pill. I'm just telling you, if you can accept the grace of God,
yeah.
you can sleep like a baby. He giveth His beloved sleep. You won't be worried about nothing. You'll just say, God's got this. God's going to take care of this. It'll be all right. I don't need to worry about nothing. If you can accept the grace of God, you can be like Paul and say, I am what I am by the grace of God. I don't need to do anything but enjoy what God has given me. And if God wants you to do something, He'll be able to tell you. And by the grace of God, you'll be able to understand and do it. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. The grace of God. Oh, you can live a life like Paul did, accepting the grace of God, and you can be Christ-like, that submitted himself to his Father's will, or you can frustrate the grace of God like most do and be miserable all the days that God gives you to live. I will tell you this, you can't improve upon the grace of God. God gave His grace.
That's right.
It wasn't my grace. It wasn't Donnie's grace.
No.
It wasn't Brother Ed's grace. God gave His grace.
Yes. Amen.
He gave it through His Son Jesus.
Yeah.
And the Bible said, He that hath the Son, and I do,
Amen.
Has life. He that hath not the Son of God has not life. The wrath of God abideth upon him. Listen, buddy. It's either grace
yes.
accepted or grace denied. You can accept it or you can deny it. I accepted it. And I'll tell you right now, I don't frustrate the grace of God no more. There was times I used to turn to my Bible and try to contest things that I heard that wasn't real clear. Like Peter said, some things hard to be understood.
Mm-hmm.
And I was unlearned and I was unstable.
Mm-hmm.
And I was drawing verses out of context, trying to make them say something that they didn't say.
Right.
Or you can just accept the grace of God and quit doing all of that. Enjoy reading your Bible. Enjoy singing the songs of God. And enjoy coming to the house of God and say, praise God. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and it's all I need to be, and you can have a hallelujah time. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
I'll just tell you, buddy, I accepted the grace of God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, blessed Father. Lord, thank you for this thought today. Thank you for this message today. Physically, Lord, we struggle, but spiritually, Father, we bubble over. We thank you, Lord, for the grace, Lord, that the world knows nothing of. They strain the gnats, they swallow the camels, but they know nothing of the grace of God. Thank you for making it so simple a little child could understand it. Thank you, Father, for, Lord, making it available that all could have it. Thank you, Lord, there's oceans of grace
yes.
for the need that comes our way. And we thank you for it. Pray you bless the listeners, Lord, that listen by way of the live stream, and those that listen by way of the internet. May they find your grace. May they be content with it. Lord, may they hold it dear. May they never have no regret when they stand before you and hear you say, well done. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, we magnify your office here today. give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, sing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Woo! Oh, glory!
I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Old Sharon was here. She shot the roof off. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
But thank God for grace. Mm-hmm. Anybody got a word on their heart? If not, we're going to be done. I can't believe I made it through it, but I did. Amen.
No, good job, too.
All right. I'm going to shut this thing off.
I'm going to shut this off.